Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent events in Pakistan have proven blasphemy laws can be abused on all levels of society. Look at recent events and ways that you can intercede. And then, if you're looking for a way to get into the season, what are you doing Friday or Saturday? How about engaging in worship? We've got more details on a special event coming up in just a few moments. We'll start out in the Middle East, where for weeks, protesters in Pakistan have been blocking roads and inciting violence after what many extremists consider to be blasphemous amendments to parliamentary bills. Then on Monday, the Pakistani government caved in to the demands. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
The change was as simple as replacing the phrase, "I solemnly swear about Muhammad," with "I believe." A change that, while seems insignificant to Western ears, this political party says it amounts to blasphemy.
The protests have left over 250 people injured and two dead. Right now, things seem to be calming down.
As a result of the army-brokered deal, the government has finally given in to the demands of the protesters, with Zahid Hamid resigning as the federal law minister since he oversaw the revision to the electoral oath. While Hamid has tendered his resignation, he's reminded citizens that the Elections Act 2017 had been prepared with the consensus of all parliamentary political parties. So Pakistani society is on a knife's edge right now, and sectarian violence is increasing.
So here's how we can pray. Pray for boldness as these believers walk through difficult times and as Pakistan becomes more hostile to non-Muslims. Next, mention India, and you may think of Delhi skyscrapers, curry spices, and beautiful saris. The thought of persecuted Christians might not be one of the first things that come to mind, but for many Indian Christians, life is riddled with challenges in the majority Hindu nation. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Eric Morsehead.
In India, over 60% of Christians experience direct persecution. 40 persecution incidents are reported per month on average.
In 2013, Open Doors USA put India on notice, ranking them 31st on the World Watch List's worst 50 countries for Christian persecution. And just 4 years later, the alarming rate of persecution has brought India to 15th. This is largely because anti-Christian extremism is on the rise.
We had a church planter. He was cut off from the village's electricity and water supply and was depending on God for where to sleep. Neighbors threw dead animals at his house to show how disgusted they were with him making the decision to follow Christ. And it can be as extreme as, you know, Christians have been killed for their faith.
Pray comfort for the persecuted believers in India, and pray for the Holy Spirit to change the hearts of the persecutors.
And if you're so called to, go on to missionindia.org/donate and give a gift of any amount that you see fit to help support these people in the work that God has called them to do.
And with Advent upon us, certain music helps transport us into the hope and joy of the season. Transworld Radio is collaborating once again with Duke University Chapel to put on a world-class live performance of Handel's Messiah Oratorio within easy reach of anybody with an internet connection. TWR's Lauren Libby says on December 1st and 2nd.
We will be broadcasting on shortwave, on digital, on high-power medium wave, on a million-watt transmitter, and so we're literally filling the airwaves and broadcasting to the world from Duke Chapel the Messiah performance.
Why this piece of music?
Handel really does tell about who Jesus is, his birth, and ultimately his death and what he came to do.
Music is the language of the heart. Be praying through the broadcasts December 1st and 2nd.
One of the areas we'll be broadcasting it into is into the Islamic areas through a couple of our transmitters. I would just be praying for people as they listen to it, that their hearts would become open to who Jesus is as the Messiah, and to at least listen to a presentation of why Jesus came to the world.
We'll connect you to the live airing of Handel's Messiah through a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes, we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.